This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Marcus Morris after the game yesterday as he was thrown out. He was ejected from Mr. Treehorn's garden party after the Cavs won. Well, it wasn't after the Cavs won. It was early in the Cavs' victory over the Charlotte Hornets after he threw an elbow. Who the hell did he get? Nick Richards. Thank you very much.
But it seemed like, and we had some callers say this, but the team took off after that. They went on a nice run right before the end of the first half. And the rest, as they say, is history, Kenny.
Is that what inspired them? Oh, we are out to George Niang right now. I'm getting mentions that he's struggling to get to his phone. So we will find out. Hopefully we don't get stiffed. We're working out.
Hopefully we don't get elbowed in the face.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
What if he ain't picking up because he's mad at what I said about the...
I hope so.
He wouldn't. Come on.
It's new leadership in town,
he's
Kenny.
He's a nice guy.
We found our Flacco.
He hit 5 threes last night.
George Niang?
Yep.
Yeah.
He hit two in a row right after Morris got ejected.
I mean, he had to show up to the one in an Amazon uniform. I hope that he would be ready and raring to go for this one after he hit 5 threes last night. For the love of God.
Yeah, he's up to 37%, which is getting closer to his career average is 39%. So, you know, maybe this is the start of him
starting
getting
to, come around.
To exactly what Kobe Altman and the Cavs org when they signed him. And they wanted his veteran presence. That was a big part of it. And George Niang, the one thing I really liked about this signing, feisty. He can be feisty on the floor. And he was mic'd up for a recent game. And it was sensational. I think he's the type of guy you want as the rules are changing in the NBA this year. They're allowing more physicality. That is right up Mr. Niang's alley.
Well, the ones who were saying that this was an inspiration to everybody, I mean, are we looking for too much here? For the Cavs, like in terms of toughness, like toughness has been a big thing. I'm going, man, he's on a 10-day contract. Like I've never been able to say Marcus Morris isn't a tough guy. He's always been tough, but I've always respected him as a basketball player. Like he's a good basketball player. I know he's tough as well. So I there's a lot of things that I just respect with him, but I'm going, man, a guy on a 10-day contract has to inspire you to be tough. I don't know if that's going to be a great thing for everybody involved.
Yeah, when you're relying on it from the outside for a guy to join your team in the last stretch of the season.
Right, let's,
Well, I mean, it's admitting, and you could tell JB is thrilled to have him, and I'm sure JB absolutely enjoyed. He can't say it publicly, but I'm sure he enjoyed the fact that somebody is willing to dish it out a little bit. You just wish it was part of the fabric of who you are, somebody that has to parachute in.
It's nice that a guy comes in and I don't have to sit there and talk about injuries. And I heard JB in the pregame yesterday dropped a couple of bombs there for everybody in the pregame talking about how difficult it's been and things like that. And hey, I get that, but it seems just like it's a lot of excuse being made instead of actual things that you want to hear. And so I told Andy this during a break. Andy Roth came walking in here. He says, say it on the air. I go, all right, fine, I will. If we're relying on 10-day contract guys for the toughness of our basketball team, it may very well be a long offseason. at a short playoff run for our Cleveland Cavaliers again. And if that's the case, then everything's on deck for everybody involved. And I don't want that to happen. But I like Marcus Morris, and maybe they can keep him for a long enough time or keep him for the rest of the year. But if he only ends up being a 10-day guy and we're trying to instill some sort of toughness on this team because we have the memory of what happened against the Knicks last year, then we might still be in a lot of trouble, guys. Because Jared Allen is doing as much as he can, but Jared Allen can't do it alone. And I do. I would feel different if it were Evan Mobley who threw the elbow last night. I go, damn it, now we got some chutzpah on us. Now we got some toughness here. But if we're relying on 10-day contract guys and, well, we're going to put the dog chain on them and all the other things, that's fun, but are we getting desperate to look for that toughness that we're going to need? 216-474-0092. I'm going to get back to the dome here in a second. Let me get to Frank on the road. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you feeling, man?
We're doing okay, Frank. Go ahead.
I wouldn't equate that to, you know what I'm saying, like a toughness shot. I just feel like it was just a little quick spark as, just somebody being a former athlete. And if it was something more so characteristic out of anybody else on the team, I just equate it to, like, if JB was to get ejected, just a quick little spark. Because they came off flat, like you said, it was a 17-win team. It just looked flat, man. So it was just a quick little insert just to spark the guy. That, well, you see, it worked.
Yeah, that might be part of it. But again, I don't want to turn this thing into – I mean, that seems to be kind of cheap heat. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm sitting there saying, man, if Evan Mobley were playing and Evan Mobley were to do something like that, like, he's supposed to be the future of the franchise here, or part of the future of the franchise.
I understand that, yeah. Totally. I don't feel where you're coming from. If it was Evan, I would be smiling ear to ear. But it's just something. We just came out flat, man. It was just like a quick little, come on, man, pick it up. That's all it was.
All
that's
right.
How I look at it.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. I mean, I hope it's taken that way. I just don't want to turn this into, like, when we have callers calling in and comparing him to Joe Flacco and sounding dead serious when they do it, we're getting a little bit desperate here, looking for places, looking for things.
Which I just think until you see Donovan Mitchell again, I think that's a big part of it. So maybe some of it is unfair. I know some people were very annoyed. I had some huge takeaways after the Miami game. It wasn't about the Miami game, though. Obviously, so much of this is going to rest on the health of Donovan Mitchell, and we are getting such vague news in the way of his situation, Max Strus's situation, and you need all hands on deck right now. You really do. And you've seen the way they've played since the All-Star break. It is nowhere near the type of basketball, even though they had some big wins in that time, it's nowhere near the type of basketball that is going to have people really confident about this team truly making the playoff run that we were all hoping for at the start of the year.
Real quick, I mean, we got 10 games left. So when you're not hearing a whole lot about Donovan Mitchell, what exactly is your first thought of what to do?
Yeah, well,
with his knee.
To be clear, the news yesterday that came out was that Bickerstaff believes they will return before the playoffs.
All these guys?
Yeah.
Evan included?
Yeah, well, Mobley was back. Mobley was back.
I mean, in terms of full-on minutes, yeah. I mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's still right. He's still on the minutes restriction. But Donovan Mitchell and Max Strus, I mean, they, as much as, I've talked about Max Strus and the things that I was worried about, they desperately need him. They desperately need Max Strus come playoff time. I think anybody could recognize that they are missing, some of that. And JB is catching heat for some of these lineups that he's been putting together. But you could tell. I mean, there is some experimenting going on because he doesn't know what he can rely on. And he better be ready to pull the plug on any potential lineup if it's not working.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the playoffs, because before you know it, you could, if you had home court advantage, you could lose it in one game. We saw that last year against the Knicks. That stuff can spiral in a hurry, and once you lose confidence in a series, that could be curtains.
I have to admit this on the other side. I mean, if you were to try to keep Marcus Morris around, and you have him and Tristan Thompson there for the long haul, now Tristan Thompson is only going to give you a handful of minutes a night, but if you have them, I mean, that's, is that enough to serve justice? I think that's probably enough to serve justice there, because Marcus Morris, like, Tristan Thompson's great with rebounding, great with toughness there. But Marcus Morris, again, he can hit a three. He can hit open shots. John in Walton Hills, you're next up in the Fan.
Gentlemen, good morning. Big fan.
Thank you.
Ken, you keep bringing up the fact that he's on 10-day contract. I feel like that could play very heavily into what they're trying to do there, and here's why, okay? I can't really equate it to what you guys do for a living because I'm not there.
That's fine.
But you got some temp coming in. You know he's there temporarily. Let's say he's there for a 10-day trial period, okay? And he's there doing stuff in the studio that the studio's desperately lacking, okay? How does that make you guys feel, the guys who are there every day?
This actually happened years ago. We had this guy, the Torg, come in here. It was a wild month and a half. Wild.
You should have seen.
If you got some young buck in there showing you guys up, you guys are going to, it's going to make you guys feel some kind of way. You're going to pull up your heavily gusseted pants and you're going to get right?
They're double gusseted. I don't got three gussets.
It's a double.
They're double gusseted.
See what I'm saying, though, right?
But wait a minute. You think it's going to make them jealous of Marcus Morris?
No, I feel like I'm very angry, Evan Mobley. If he sees something like that, he's going to be like, you know what? Maybe I should get fired up.
Stella.
Because a lot of people, when Torg was here, a lot of people were jealous of him. That was the difference, John. Like, when you're bringing up the temps, like, people just got jealous of the temp.
Well, how'd you guys do in the playoffs that year?
How did we do in the playoffs that year? John, thank you very much for the call. I think they did pretty well. I remember somebody in the room was not very thrilled.
Woo-ha.
Wasn't me.
Woo-ha.
Well, here's Evan Mobley on the effort last night against the Hornets.
There we go.
Feel good out there. Been in and out this whole season, so feels good to just be out there playing with my teammates and going out there and doing what I love to do. Had a bounce back game, and felt like everyone felt good after this one.
Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It was good just to have him back.
Show me the money.
Let's not hammer him just yet. It was nice to have him back. He played pretty well, even though he's on a restriction still. 216-474-0092. Go get another line in. I know you got one.
Well,
on
how many
head.
More do you want? I mean, I get to
keep it going.
An emotional
keep it going.
I had a Soylent Green one.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Here, I'll help you out. It's my money, and I want it now. Come on.
Houston, you have a problem.
See, you can't do that because then you gave me Soylent Green. You got to tell people a Soylent Green quote.
Hey, I think maybe this is going to wear off on Evan Mobley, and he'll become that fiery guy we all need him to be.
Yeah, that's what you say. All right, what'd you want to say about the dome? I don't know if we're going to get George Niang.
He'll get to it. Come on.
I sure as hell hope so, but go ahead. What
he's
were we going to say about the dome?
Taekwondo practice.
He's getting a workout early in the morning. He's starting to get ready for Iowa State, Illinois, coming up on Thursday night. Big, big tournament game.
If he don't get back to us, I'm rooting for the Fighting Illini.
No,
I'm going to let you know that right now. So it's out to George Niang.
Burn half your wardrobe.
You don't get back to us, I'm going to come back to you about that. There you go.
So the news came out yesterday from the owners' meetings. Jimmy Haslam basically put it all out there on the table. It's one of two things. We are well past the point of, hey, should we buy land over there? Should we put the stadium here? Should we try this downtown? No, you're down to two options. He basically is telling you we are down to two options. Those two options are renovating Brown Stadium on the lakefront, about $1 billion, which means most likely the city is going to have to provide half because that was part of the original report,
yeah,
that came out months ago.
Yes.
And the other one is a dome out in Brook Park next to the airport. So that's where we're at right now, one of those two options. We don't know how much he would contribute towards the dome. I've seen some people estimate that he might be willing to pay for 3/4 of that and then get the state and the county and the city on the hook there for the rest, maybe TIF, those incremental tax to lessen the burden, financing methods.
Well, get the idea of the Burke out of your head. So no more Burke. There's only two things there. Thank you very much.
We're down to two. No other downtown facility.
No other downtown facility. There's reasons why I would be a little bit nervous about nothing left downtown. But I can't stand in the way of progress there for a bunch. Honestly, it's not even the historical reasons. It's that, I'm sorry, I got a natural distrust of government in a lot of ways. And so when I hear about not having a stadium down there, it's like, all right, that was still guaranteed days that people were going to be down. So what are we going to do now in terms of that? Well, I can't just sit around and wait for that. If I can get the new $2 billion thing and we're still going to be forced to invest in it no matter what, then fine. I'd rather have the $2 billion dome, put a bunch of infrastructure around there when it comes to bars, restaurants, shopping, retail, whatever else you want to do down there. Hotels, I'm sure, would be a part of it on 176 acres. I'm not sure how much space you have, but on 176 acres, I'm sure you have a little bit of space there. Or there'd probably be new mixed use around that area that's not even owned by the Haslam Sports Group. Oh, so there's plenty of things that you can do.
You're going to have a Cleveland Browns village experience. So they'll own it all. They'll profit off all of it.
And seeing as apparently we are very good with the NFL, which is a good thing that I think a lot of fans would want to hear. I don't know how much it means to the bottom line of wins and losses, which is what fans are really interested in. But I've always said there's a difference between some owners and other owners when they come into the league. And there's a difference between, even though there's supposed to be 32 equal owners, there's always a difference between them. I've said there's a difference between the Rooneys and the Maras and Jerry Jones and the Tishes for that matter and Jerry Jones than I think a lot of other people. Well, there's definitely rings to it. Well, it seems that they work very well with the NFL. So if that's one of the things that they can do, and I can guarantee events, I can guarantee obviously a Super Bowl and then go down that ladder, how am I supposed to say no to something like that? It's fish in a barrel, right? It's fish in a barrel. 216-474-0092. You have a choice of one investment. It's a $1 billion renovation project up along the lakefront. It's a $2 billion dome in Brook Park. Honestly, it's come to the point, can you make me an argument for the renovation? Mitch, please, also, where he's going to improve the show at 9:40. I don't know if there's any help.
And it looks like the NFL's hybrid kickoff model has passed. More on that.
All right, we'll talk about that soon. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.